Liam loved to explore the woods near his home. One bright morning, he put on his boots and backpack and set off. He listened to the birds singing in the tiny, sleepy village of Dewdrop Hollow. Nestled between two grassy hills, lived a boy named Fraser. Fraser was not very good.
"That'll be Mrs. Patterson," he said, his voice flat. Martha, who had been weeding the small patch of earth near the house, stood up and brushed the dirt from her hand.
Before the skyline rose like steel reeds from the earth, before fairies stitched the waters of Puget Sound into a daily rhythm, before the name Seattle was etched into maps and memory. Once my heart rate came down, I opened the door and stepped out of the car. The only sound I could hear were crickets. I felt completely disoriented. The juxtaposition of where I was and where I had just been jarring.